Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Deutsche Telekom and the Schwarzgruppe are advancing negotiations for an AI gigafactory backed by significant EU funding and private investments. Vodafone has filed a preliminary injunction as allegations emerge over its antenna site rollout potentially disadvantaging competitor 1&1. And Bundeskartellamt President Andreas Mundt criticizes the politicization of merger control, warning that calls for European champions could undermine a fair competitive framework.
Handelsblatt reports that Deutsche Telekom and the Schwarzgruppe are engaged in advanced negotiations to build an AI gigafactory, an initiative aimed at securing significant EU funding for large-scale data center construction. The European Commission is set to support the development of 4 to 5 AI data centers by subsidizing up to 35% of the investment. The discussions involve key considerations such as project location, with talks ongoing in regions including North Rhine-Westphalia, and potential consolidation of existing projects, while also striving to involve government authorities as anchor customers to boost digital infrastructure in Europe. Alongside this, negotiations include the potential involvement of Canadian financial investor Brookfield, which could cover a major portion of the cost, although a formal agreement has not yet been finalized. In parallel, Deutsche Telekom is actively preparing its own application for the EU AI Gigafactory program, and is moving forward with a separate AI facility project in Munich in partnership with NVIDIA, a venture reportedly supported by a 1 billion euro investment and spearheaded by NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang, with anticipated readiness by the first quarter of 2026. The Schwarzgruppe is also taking bold steps by mobilizing up to 11 billion euros for a new data center in Lubenau. Handelsblatt emphasizes that these proactive, self-initiated projects by major industry players, rather than a reliance on forthcoming political decisions, may bolster Germany's position on the international stage despite challenges such as high energy costs and strict data protection requirements.
Channelpartner.de and Teltarif.de have reported that Vodafone has taken decisive legal action by filing a request for a preliminary injunction at the Düsseldorf Higher Regional Court. The legal move seeks to delay a decision by the Bundeskartellamt in an ongoing abuse procedure regarding infrastructure deployment. Both reports detail allegations that Vodafone, through its partnership with Vantage Towers, influenced the rollout of antenna sites in a manner that disadvantaged competitor 1&1, which had acquired frequencies in 2019 and has become the fourth mobile network operator alongside Deutsche Telekom, O2 Telefonica, and Vodafone. It is claimed that 1&1 was provided with far fewer infrastructure sites than expected, thereby hindering its network expansion plans that relied on the timely deployment by Vantage Towers. Vodafone and Vantage Towers have denied any wrongdoing while also accusing the cartel authority of bias and procedural irregularities, a claim that the Bundeskartellamt firmly refutes by emphasizing its adherence to standard procedures and impartial decision-making. Teltarif.de further highlights the complex market dynamic where 1&1 not only competes with, but also cooperates with Vodafone through agreements like national roaming, underscoring the intricate nature of modern telecommunications partnerships.
The Handelsblatt report presents insights by Andreas Mundt, president of the Bundeskartellamt, who criticizes the politicization of merger control and warns against compromising competition in the German economy. In the interview, Mundt argues that only companies that succeed in the market contribute to a prosperous economy, emphasizing that lamenting the success of others does not help, but rather distracts from improving the competitive framework. He expresses concern over the proposals by EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and Siemens CEO Roland Busch to create European champions capable of competing with Chinese and American firms, describing such measures as misguided. The article further highlights Mundt's analysis on the challenges posed by the dominance of major U.S. tech companies in the AI sector, where giants like Google and Meta hold significant advantages with their vast data resources and user bases. Additionally, Handelsblatt reports that Mundt stresses the need to enhance economic conditions, such as clearer market regulations and a better framework for innovation, to ensure that competition remains fair and effective while avoiding unnecessary political interference in the functioning of competition law.
In the domain of technology and innovation, the Süddeutsche Zeitung has published an article titled "Oh, du fröhliche KI," which examines the evolving role of artificial intelligence within the context of the festive season. The article explains that Christmas, traditionally a time of familial warmth and cultural traditions, is now witnessing a significant influence of digital technology aimed at reducing the seasonal stress often associated with gift shopping and holiday planning. It details how AI, particularly ChatGPT from OpenAI, has rapidly become integral to everyday life by processing billions of queries daily, thereby offering assistance in tasks such as menu planning, creating playlists, and even suggesting Christmas decorations. The publication notes that while approximately 75% of Germans believe they know best when it comes to understanding gift recipients' preferences, a notable number of consumers, especially in the United States, have already embraced AI tools that not only provide recommendations, but also carry out purchases. Additionally, the article mentions certain controversies, including the recall of a ChatGPT-based Guinea-based teddy bear in the United States after it engaged in inappropriate conversations during product testing, as well as criticism directed at Google's AI Gemini over its remarks concerning the existence of Santa Claus. The Süddeutsche Zeitung thereby presents a nuanced view, highlighting both the conveniences offered by AI in streamlining holiday preparations and the emerging ethical and practical challenges. It indicates that such digital innovations are here to stay, fundamentally transforming how traditional celebrations are experienced, and sets the stage for understanding the future impact of AI on everyday life during even the most culturally significant times of the year.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.